And so my very good friend Rachel sent out this message saying on May 15th, all MySpace members shouldn't go to the gas station, you know. But I don't know. I don't know if that's going to work because you still, you need gas. And all that's going to do is make you, it's going to give you like a day of savings maybe. And then like once everybody goes to the gas station all at once one day, it's going to be through the roof if they actually get, you know, like there's 72 million members on MySpace. So if everybody does it, blah, blah, blah. The key, if you want it to really work, maybe if everybody takes off, if everybody takes off that day and doesn't go to work, you would actually not have, you wouldn't have any gas consumption that day. And that might actually have an effect. Mm-hmm. If every single person did that, obviously. But come on. So we're helping you take matters into your own hands with our own gas savings tips this morning. How to improve gas mileage and other methods. Siphoning gas goes back to the Stone Age, man. They've been doing that so long. And let's see, we're talking about basically, you know, kind of tethering yourself to a semi, unsuspectingly, unbeknownst to them, where they would basically just kind of drive you around. I think that's a great idea. If you could pull that off, you could get some serious, serious free mileage out of that.
You could.
Yep.
Or you could get your ass beat when the trucker stops somewhere and sees you behind him.
You could say, well, I saw your back end was floating up in the air and I was using it to hold you down or something, you know.
With my Camry.
Yeah. So if you have any gas savings ideas for us this morning, we would like to hear them at 539-9750 or 238-0975. This is what we call a community service, a public service of Stukes in the Morning, trying to save people money. Okay? Go ahead.
Pay Kansas State Solar Car to build you a solar car.
A solar car. You know what? I don't know why it hasn't happened yet. It's because of oil executives and cloudy days, I guess.
Oh, yeah, they're expensive.
I know. And I saw there was a commercial last night, a really good commercial on during Survivor. Yeah, where they had like it was GM talking and they had, you know, they're like showing like the evolution of cars and everything, and then like in the future, and it showed like Hydrogen 3, like even had a logo for it. I'm like, I'm ready for that car.
Oh, yeah.
$5 million.
Well, you'd be sitting on a small bomb.
Yeah, that's one thing that worries me about that whole thing. You get in a car accident, does it explode violently and like take out a couple city blocks? Yeah, I hope not. Yeah, hopefully they take that into account.
Yeah.
Hopefully the engineers with those companies are as smart as we are, otherwise we're hosed.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yep.
Hey there, you have some ideas on how to save us some money at the gas pump?
Yeah, actually I do.
All right.
Get your car going really, really fast and put it in neutral and coast.
Does that work?
Actually, I've heard it does.
How fast?
Like, just try getting your car topped out and put it in neutral and just start coasting.
It works on a golf cart really well. You just fly. I don't know if it would work on a car, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Because they say once you get over 60 miles an hour, don't you start losing efficiency with your gas?
Yeah, but once you put it in neutral, your gas mileage goes way up.
Yeah, once you break the sound barrier,
you should
be in good shape.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome.
Hey there, you have some ideas on how to save us some money at the pump?
Actually, I was searching the internet yesterday, and I came across this really stupid story about people in Los Angeles that are, like, intentionally running out of gas, so, like, the tow services will put a gallon of gas in their car for them.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
Oh, wow. That's a good idea.
Well, I suppose if you've got a lot of time to burn, it is.
Yeah, you're right. That could average out. It's like a 50 cent savings an hour, you know. Or you'd be making 50 cents an hour, wouldn't you, if you sit there for like 4 hours? And that could work out.
And how long, you know, how far would you actually get before you'd have to wait on another tow truck anyway?
Yeah. Right. Well, like my friend Petron always says, don't knock it till you try it. So,
Maybe I'm not that desperate yet.
Power hit.